So rumor has it that Trump's going to start offering $5,000 to get women to have more kids. Now, obviously, as a policy, this is a sick joke, right? Because any woman who wasn't having kids for financial reasons, one check for $5,000 when the kid is born is going to do literally nothing to offset that in a sustainable way. If you want societies to have more children, you have to create social programs that make it financially, professionally, and personally easier to have children. And most people in this country can't afford rent, let alone childcare, if they even get time off from work to have the kid. But I do want to say one thing as a woman who doesn't want a child, and honestly, you could write me a check for $5 million and it wouldn't change that. Women refusing to have children, if they have the power to do so, is literally one of the most powerful pieces of political leverage that we have. And right-wing politicians are not stupid. They know that it's a powerful piece of leverage, and that's why they do everything in their power to eliminate that ability to choose. But a significant enough number of women saying, actually, the game is rigged, and I will not play it on these terms, go fuck yourself, literally will cause a society to collapse. And in the meantime, only opting to become a mother under the exact circumstances that you choose in a way that will benefit you and keep you safe is still an enormous political playing piece. And again, a privilege that fewer and fewer women even have in this country. Make no mistake that they want women to be pregnant, overburdened, and barely getting by. They want them in the average heterosexual marriage, which is to say where she is taking on the vast majority of domestic labor while also still needing to work full-time. And at the end of the day, they want her too exhausted to even vote, let alone agitate politically. So when they make a mockery of you by offering you $5,000 to start having more kids, spit in their faces.